We're going to begin text 51, and lots of things happened between last time we were together in this chapter. Battle between Ravana and Ram. Ram slayed Ravana. And the wives headed by Mandodari came. And on the one hand, expressing their grief of separation, on the other hand, making it very clear that they knew this was going to happen. He was going to get his because of violating the chaste Sita. Now, who will be our protector? Arranges first to perform the funeral, and then he becomes the king. Ram returns to Ayodhya, the reception in Ayodhya. Wonderful exchange between Bharata and Ram. Ram becomes king, ruling in Ayodhya. Text 51. Lord Ramachandra became king during Treta Yuga, but because of his good government, the age was like Satya Yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. Purport. Among the four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwarapa, and Kali, Kali Yuga is the worst. But if the process of Varnashram Dharma is introduced, even in this age of Kali, the situation of Satya Yuga can be invoked. The Hare Krishna movement, or Krishna consciousness movement, is meant for this purpose. Kaler doshanate rajan asti ekumahan gunan kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param prajet. Translation, my dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. If people take to this Sankirtan movement of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, they will certainly be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga, and the people of this age will be happy as people were in Satya Yuga, the Golden Age. Anyone anywhere can easily take to this Hare Krishna movement, semicolon. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, observe the rules, and remain free from the contamination of sinful life. Even if one is sinful and cannot give up sinful life immediately, if he chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra with devotion and faith, he will certainly be freed from all sinful activities, and his life will be successful. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is the blessing of Lord Ramachandra, who has appeared in the age of Kali as Lord Gaurasundara. Text 52. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Bharata dynasty, during the reign of Lord Ramachandra, the forest, rivers, hills, and mountains, the states, the seven islands, and the seven seas were all favorable in supplying the necessities of life for all living beings. When Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was the king of the world, this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, people must have gotten old, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear, and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Wow. Who wanted it? Purport. All these facilities existed because of Lord Ramachandra's presence as the king of the entire world. A similar situation could be introduced immediately, even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages, it is said. Kali Kali, Nama Rupe, Krishna Avatar. Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. If we chant effortlessly, Rama and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Rama was immediately popular and beneficial, and the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce a similar situation even in this Kali Yuga. Look at this. We're going to finish the chapter. Text 54. Lord Ramachandra took a vow. Eka Patni Vrata Dhara. Took a vow to accept only one wife and have no connection with any other women. He was a saintly king, and everything in his character was good, untinged by qualities like anger. He taught good behavior for everyone, especially for householders, in terms of Varnashram Dharma. Thus, he taught the general public by his personal activities. Purport. Ekapatni Vrata, accepting only one wife, was the glorious example set by Lord Ramachandra. One should not accept more than one wife. In those days, of course, people did marry more than one wife. Even Lord Ramachandra's father accepted more wives than one. But Lord Ramachandra, an ideal king, accepted only one wife, Mother Sita. When Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravana and the Rakshasas, Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could have married hundreds and thousands of Sitas. But to teach us how faithful he was to his wife, he fought with Ravana and finally killed him. The Lord punished Ravana and rescued his wife to instruct men to have only one wife. Lord Ramachandra accepted only one wife and manifested sublime character, thus setting an example for householders. A householder, according to Lord Ramachandra, who showed how to be a perfect person, being a householder or living with a wife and children, is never condemned, provided one lives according to the regular principles of Varnashram Dharma. Those who live in accordance with these principles, whether as householders, brahmacharis, or vanaprastas, are all equally important. And finally, the last text of the chapter, text 55. Mother Sita was very submissive, faithful, shy, and chaste, always understanding the attitude of her husband. Thus, by her character and her love and service, she completely attracted the mind of the Lord. Report. As Lord Ramachandra is the ideal husband, Ekapatni Vrata, Mother Sita is the ideal wife. Such a combination makes family life very happy. Yadi Racharati Shrestastatat Ivetaro Jana. Whatever example a great man sets, common people follow. If the kings, the leaders, and the brahmanas, the teachers, would set forth the examples we receive from Vedic literature, the entire world would be heaven. Indeed, there would no longer be hellish conditions within this material world. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 10th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Pastimes of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra. As in other places here, Prabhupada is weaving back and forth the Yuga Dharma and Varna and he wanted both. easy. But he wanted both. Now, one precedes the other. The Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy name, precedes. And, that is, the cleansing, purification, etc., awakening of our now dormant Krishna consciousness, and then Varnashram Dharma follows. That's the sequence, certainly, that Prabhupada brought these points forward into the world as an acharya. It's in the purport here as well. For example, even if someone is sinful, continue chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and one will come to the position where sinfulness will be removed. And that sinfulness then permits one, enables one, to properly follow the Varnashram system. That is to say, it's a natural following of Varnashram in that sense, is a natural byproduct of chanting. That doesn't mean, oh, then we don't have to pay attention to what Varnashram is. We just chant Hare Krishna and it's going to evolve. Like from the seed, the plant or the flower or the tree evolves. It just sunlight and water and it becomes whatever it's going to become. There's a cultivation as well, and therefore the pastime of Ramachandra showing by example, the ideal example, and Sita the ideal example, therefore we have models, and at least in terms of mentioned here, the householder. Now, a man can't be expected to be Ramachandra and the wife cannot be expected to be Sita. But the model is there so we can know what the elements of the ideal in terms, in that case, in terms of ashram. Like Prabhupada is saying in the purport here, there's no harm, there's no detriment one qualified following of the, so chanting Hare Krishna, following the standards of household life, man with wife, wife with husband, children, living in that way, they're, in his words, no less important than the other ashrams. What's his word? Yeah, they are all equally important. Socially, importance is given to those who are renounced. And it's a it's natural. It's social. But it's not transcendental. It's natural and it's social, but it's not transcendental. That is to say, a householder that's properly following is spiritually as honored as a brahmachari who's properly following, or a sannyasi who's properly following, or a vanaprastha who's properly following. Spiritually equal, spiritually as important, and spiritually as important in many senses. Here's one. There's a lot of grahasthas in the world, so grahasthas need models or examples. So if one lives in a model grahastha life, that's beneficial for the whole society because it's showing this is what it looks like. In addition to, this is what it says in the scripture about Ram and Sita and of, gee, that's not me. So persons that are living, it's instructive. Living those standards is instructive. and brahmachari, student life. See a few students here in the room. And student life has its model. And it's good to have models. It's good to have persons who follow. And one of the importances of following is it sets a standard. Not only to the world, but even within our devotee community. There was some sharing in the past while. One of the youth was speaking about other devotee children that don't take seriously what the standards are that they know, that all ISKCON devotees from the beginning, adult and youth and children, they hear and they know. But some are choosing to not follow that. And so Krishna is at the center in one sense, but adhering to the standards that Krishna gives is another thing. It is not surprising in one sense. It's surprising in one sense, but it's not surprising in one sense, just like within any tradition. They're persons that they know what the standards are, whether they follow or not. Just like a classic, you know, big example in the world is Catholicism. And I don't know so much about it because I wasn't raised a Catholic, but what I've understood is there's canon law that the Pope decrees, and the Pope decrees things that the archbishops coming together in the Vatican, they get together and they establish creed without details. So that becomes like, you're a good Catholic, this is what you do. And then there's persons that they know what the good Catholic is to do, but they don't do. And so forth, concentric circles out. So it's beneficial for the whole of society to have persons who know what the standards are and they live by those standards. Especially, as Prabhupada is pointing out here, those that are in a leadership position. He's referring to Ram, but it's anyone who's in a leadership position. And a leadership position can even start with just the unit of a family and children. So Yadyaracharati Shrestha applies to family where there's dependents and there's persons who those are dependent upon, and they set an example. And if they don't set an example, then anything could happen. And if anything can happen, generally it does. Now, certainly there can be exceptions where in a family, children see what the parents are doing and they decide otherwise in favor of moving towards the center of what standards of eating, for example, because I'm mentioning this because I was really moved. There was a gathering with youth and some of the on Sunday morning, past Sunday, and in that group there were 6 or 7 out of 9, because some were off on vacation, people that were, they're not ISKCON congregation youth. They're all teenagers from the Radhe Shyam temple, and once a week Vibhu Chaitanya goes there and just conducts a Bhagavad Gita discussion. I ask the kids, you know, what's the topic? There's different things from Bhagavad Gita, but it's Bhagavad Gita centric. And just from learning Bhagavad Gita, for example, they're now all vegetarian, and none of them previously were vegetarian. which means their parents are not vegetarians. Just taking that as an example. And I asked, you know, how do your parents feel about that? He said they think it's nice. They don't want to go there, but they think it's nice. So, and they're all chanting one round a day. It's nice. Just from association, some can move, and those persons amongst their the Radhe Shyam temple youth congregation, and then in school and wherever, they're by example important, at least. You know, there's gradations and gradations of following. But it's recommended in this section, this following of Varnashram, just in simple terms, it's behavior, it's social conduct, that's mixing with other members of society and setting proper standards. And so previously the section that we skipped is Vibhishan, when he became the king, he ruled for one kalpa. That was the benediction given by Lord Ramachandra. And while he was ruling, he organized things according to Varnashram. So there's a whole description about, again, Varnashram. And then Ram Raja, and then people can't have Ram Raja without Ram. And so how do you get Ram? And you get Ram in the age of Kali through the chanting Hare Krishna. He doesn't detail the seamlessness of connecting the chanting of Maha Mantra, which means, you know, from that tip of the spear comes the shaft of the spear, you know, meaning a life of devotion to Krishna. And the life of devotion to Krishna then is fashioned according to Varnashram. And he even says, you know, by following, by following Varnashram properly, one will become Krishna conscious. Now it's external, we know this from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion with Ramananda Roy. It's not a guarantee. But making wet wood dry wood before trying to ignite it helps. It's that kind of, or the other way around, when you're trying to ignite wood, it's good to dry it. So following a Varnashram, and you know, as is appropriate for one's circumstance and one's capacity and so forth, fanaticism doesn't last. Fanaticism is not sustainable, nor it's not recommended. But cultivation in the direction of Varnashram, it's important. It's the driving force is wanting to please Krishna, which is awakened by the Maha Mantra. And the whole process of bhakti is wanting to please Krishna. So they fit Varnashram and the desire to please Krishna. There's this mention, sometimes Prabhupada does this in his purports. He'll take one message and say it 6, 7, 8 times. Like, you know, hammer and a nail. So, one wife. And that was in Dwarpa Yuga, the beginning of Dwarpa Yuga, and he was a king, and he commonly, kings had multiple wives. It's not inappropriate. Why multiple wives? Well, the answer is obvious. For enjoyment purposes, not for religious purposes. So he set the standard. So what to speak of this age of Kali? One wife. So, lawfully, at least in the West, it's unlawful. as far as I understand, in the Mormon faith, polygamy is part of their teaching. But when they're practicing Mormon faith in America, it's not permissible. At least that's my understanding, according to local law. So they have to observe local law. Or they're unlawful, even if their religion permits. Prabhupada, my understanding, I may be wrong, my understanding was when he married, he told his father, I'm not attracted to my wife. And his father said, oh, that's very good. Because one becomes attracted to one's wife. Because he was thinking, maybe I should get a second wife. One is not attracted on a physical attraction platform, can then serve religiously more easily than one who is simultaneously attracted on a physical platform. And physical can also mean other than just physical appearance. The gross or form of physical appearance could mean other things. So serving religiously isn't on the one hand, and on the other hand, you know, it's not important. It's important if there's some affinity between one and another, then we can have some relationship with this. So it's not just physical attraction or lack of physical attraction. But in any case, the importance of religious principle is that it's done for Krishna's pleasure, whether it's this or that, whether it's winter or summer season, whether it's happiness or distress, whether it's honor or dishonor. One abides by religious principle. And he mentions, when Sita was kidnapped, Ram could have married tens of thousands of wives. But he didn't. He showed his Ekapatni Vrata position and slayed Ravana. That covers some of the main points, and let's see if there's any discussion. It's morning verses.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. As Prabhupada is mentioning in the purports that we have to follow the example of Lord Ramchandra and Mother Sita. I'm particularly thinking, how do we apply to our levels? Specifically, sometimes I observe being hard on myself and the faith or trouble, that this is a standard we have to follow.
Well, I think it sounds like in your question, there's what our capacity is and the rigid following when it's beyond our capacity. We cultivate. That is to say, we recognize, not as an excuse, but just in honesty, my capacity is such and such, and it's less than everything. So, it's not a rigidly following, it's a cultivating. I'm here, the standard is there. What step can I take in the direction of the standard? So without throwing your hands up in the air in despair, or without just walking away saying, you know, it's too high, I can't. It's just not realistic for me. Then one continues the process, and one cultivates without envy. I think Prabhupada is giving this similar explanation. Supposing someone finds they cannot refrain from sinful activity, go on chanting Hare Krishna, and the purification will come in such a manner with faith in the process, and they'll come to the standard where they can, and they will. It's cultivation, not rigid following. Suppose you have a long journey. You have to know where you're going, and you take a step at a time to get to where you're going. And rely on the strength that comes from the bhakti process and chanting and association and everything else. Then that means, in other words, strength beyond our strength, and stay clear what the goal is, and the acceptance of this is my position. But I'm not envious of the higher position, I'm striving. But, you know, in a sustainable way. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is the question about the...
It's too loud. Hold it a little further away, it'll be good.
Yeah, I have a question about this creation, the material world and the spiritual world.
About which one?
The creation of the universe. The material world and the spiritual world distinguishes.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, we know that Lord's
Lord Krishna is
Lord Krishna's boundary is limitless, undefined,
unlimited. His boundary is limited or unlimited?
Unlimited. Unlimited. It's undefinable.
Well, it's unlimited. You can. That's just defining it. It's unlimited.
So, if that is the case, how are we distinguishing of material world is 1/4 of the entire creation.
Oh, that's just to give us a direction. It's not like a measuring stick. You know, this place is tiny. It's to say that. It's not a measuring stick. It's not, you know, metric.
So the 3/4 spiritual world, that's also not metric, Maharaj?
Yeah, it's not metric. It's not measurement. It's to give us an idea. This is small, that's big. That's unlimited. So, 3/4. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In one of the texts we read today, it says that Lord Ramachandra is not touched by anger, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember that one, because he became angry.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He became angry. He's not touched by anger that we know, but he, you know, there's anger that we know is a perverted reflection of the real thing. Anything here is a perverted reflection of the real thing. He was angry. In different circumstances, angry at Ravan, angry at Samudra, transcendental, but not controlled by it, just transcendental. Everything is within the Supreme Lord. That's untainted by the modes of nature. Okay, we're done. Srila Prabhupada. Oh, you have something.
Maharaj, like Prithu Maharaj was an ideal king, and Lord Ramchandra was also an ideal king. How to compare their pastimes?
You want to know how they compare? Well, the specific, I would say, the consistent reference to Prithu was, he exhibited the Lord's ruling potency. And the consistent reference to Ram is, he was the ideal king. No, that's just an adjective describing an object. Prithu Maharaj exhibited ruling potency, and one of the first things he did when he became king is he leveled the land so there was agricultural production opportunity for people so that all living entities could have their necessities of life. And that's something that he did. But it was a service on behalf of the citizens. For example. So the king, the ruler, sees to the welfare of those who they're ruling or giving care to. So that kind of pastime is not attributed to Ram. Other pastimes, but you know, specifically upholding Dharma meant, as we heard, the people in the land were dharmic. Because yada yada chastas. Now that doesn't mean that wasn't done too, but characterizations of the contribution that Prithu made and the contribution that Ramchandra made. That's how they compare. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.